All right, it's time, as we do on a Monday morning, to call out Anthony.
Good morning, Marshall.
Good morning. How are you, Anthony?
Very good. How goes it for you?
It goes really good. On Friday night, we had beautiful weather for the annual summer book signing at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people were there. The weather was perfect. There was a nice breeze. And then on Saturday, we broadcast live in front of the station out on the Sharon Green. It was the Sharon Classic, the annual clothesline sale there. A lot of vendors come out on the green. And we were broadcasting from 9 to noon. And I told most people, I said, we had cloudy weather when it started at 9. So it's going to clear out, but we're going to get thunderstorms later this afternoon. Well, what happened was we ended at about 12:30. It was still sunny and hot and nice and everything like that. But about, 2:30, quarter to 3 in the afternoon, and this event went till 5 o'clock, in Sharon, Connecticut, not in Lakeville or Salisbury, but in Sharon, Connecticut and other places, the skies just opened up. And they just, it was just a deluge for like probably 2 or 3 hours of thunderstorms, heavy rain, lightning, and stuff like that.
What time was that again?
That was a Saturday. It's probably somewhere around 2:30 to like 5 o'clock.
Oh, yes, yes.
Now, like I said, 8 to 10 miles to the north where I was, few rumbles of thunder during the day and some light showers. We didn't get the heavier rain until after, you know, to nightfall. But if you were in the wrong area at the wrong time on Saturday afternoon, you got pounded.
Yeah, and we had, yeah, it was those isolated stuff, and you were right underneath those pop-up storms. And, you know, when it happens this time of year, you know, you real hit and miss. You know, for today, though, we don't have that energy in the atmosphere. We've got some dry air overhead. So no thunderstorms for today. And that's because we've got that some drier air that's moved down from the north. In fact, some of the temps not far away are in the 40s up in southern Vermont and New Hampshire and western Mass. But enjoy it. It's going to be comfortable sleeping tonight. So it's good not to have any real, you know, heat waves to talk about as we're into this, you know, this month of August where everything's slow and, you know, it's the heart of the dog days here. But we will see increasing chances of showers by, again, tomorrow. I don't think nothing real too heavy, but Wednesday we have a better chance of some thunderstorms and some more like we had on Saturday, like you mentioned, but more widespread. So watch out for some heavy rain on Wednesday. So keep that in mind if you're doing anything Wednesday afternoon into Wednesday evening. And then we're going to see dry weather, I think, coming in by Thursday. And we'll keep the temperatures below 90, I think, for the whole week.
All right. Now, on Friday, we'll be once again at the grand opening, the opening night at the Sharon Playhouse for Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. So what's an early look at Friday? What does Friday look like?
Oh, yeah. Looking at towards the end of the week, I think by Friday morning, a cold front, well, we call it a cold front. It doesn't really get cold this time of year, but a weather front will come through Thursday night. But Friday itself looks dry completely. So I'd say 90% chance that it's completely sunny and dry.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good. So that means that on Friday evening in between 6 and 8 when we're broadcasting, from the Sharon Playhouse for Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. So it looks like it's going to be nice then.
Yeah, we'll keep our fingers crossed. Yeah, so we always don't like to have rain when we have, you know, nice events this time of year because it, you know, makes things messy. But I think we're going to be looking good.
Now, I was thinking of Pat Pagano yesterday. You know why? I put on the Yankee game at 7 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
And they called a weather delay. Not a rain delay, a weather delay. And in between 7 and 7:10, the announcers were making fun. Well, it's a weather delay, but there doesn't look like there's much weather here.
I saw that.
Well, then at about 20 minutes after 7, the heavens opened up. And it was a downpour for about 15 or 20 minutes. And I was going to give Pat a call and say, good call, Pat. Because he was right. And they had the field covered. And the minute it stopped raining, they went out on a perfectly manageable field. So so Pat Pagano strikes again.
Yeah, the Yankees swept that series, and
they beat Boston in four games in a row. Now, will you be filling in for Pat when for doing the Yankee stuff?
Yes, in fact, I am doing that. I was very excited that we are doing that because I'm a big Yankee fan, and we also do the weather for the New York Mets. But now that we've got the Yankees on board, I was pretty ecstatic.
I think that's pretty cool. And you get all their farm teams as well, I do believe as well. So you'll be a busy guy when he's away in Budapest.
Yeah, and he's excited about that. He's going on a nice cruise over there, and I told him I haven't done a cruise before, but if I did, it would be definitely a Mediterranean cruise.
Well, this should be a lot of fun to him because he's going to be on a small cruise line, and it only holds like 100 and some people, so it's more and goes up and down the rivers and stuff like that. So he should have a lot of fun doing that. But he's not leaving till next week, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Well, then I'll speak to you next Monday and for the next probably 10 days after that.
Yep, we'll do. I look forward to it.
All right. Have yourself a great day.
You too, Marshall.
Take care. That is Anthony Jay in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.